listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
Standing here in a historic square like this in Philadelphia, you can really feel the weight of 1776, Ben. The story of the American Revolution is baked into the cobblestones. You think of the Founding Fathers, the Declaration of Independence, the spirit of unity against a tyrant.
It's a powerful national creation story. A whole country of patriots, united as one, rising up against the British Empire over the noble principle of no taxation without representation. But like most creation stories, the reality on the ground was a lot messier, more complicated, and far less unified.
That's what's so fascinating. It feels like a story we all think we know, but maybe we only know the headline. Which brings us to our central question today. Was the American Revolution a unified fight for freedom?
Not even close. And the first, most startling point for many people is that the Revolution was as much a brutal civil war as it was a war for independence. The colonies were deeply and bitterly divided.
So it wasn't a unified front of patriots?
Far from it. The common estimate historians use is a rule of thirds. About one-third of the American population were active patriots who supported the Revolution. Another third were loyalists who remained loyal to King George III and Britain. And the final third were neutral, or just wanted to be left alone, caught in the middle. This wasn't just a war against redcoats from across the ocean. It was a war of neighbor against neighbor, brother against brother. Benjamin Franklin's own son, William, was a staunch loyalist. The conflict tore families and communities apart.
A civil war. That completely changes the picture. So if the people were divided, what about the cause? Was the fight really all about those high-minded ideals?
The ideals were the rallying cry for sure. But that leads to the second point. Beneath the rhetoric, the Revolution was also a fierce economic and political power struggle. The people leading the charge, the wealthy colonial elites, the merchants, the planters like Washington and Jefferson, had a lot to gain personally from independence.
How so? It seems like they were risking everything.
They were, but for a huge potential prize. The British government restricted who the colonies could trade with and placed limits on westward expansion to manage relations with Native American tribes. An independent America would mean these elites could trade with whomever they wanted, speculate on vast tracts of western land, and of course govern themselves without any oversight from London. So while the average soldier might have been fighting for the ideal of liberty, many of the leaders were also fighting for economic freedom and the power to become the new ruling class.
So it was a power struggle between an established British elite and an emerging American one. Even with that motivation, they were still taking on the greatest military superpower on Earth. How did they possibly win?
And that's the final crucial point that dismantles the myth of a purely American victory. The Americans almost certainly would have lost without massive foreign intervention. The Revolutionary War quickly became a global proxy war, especially between Britain and its old rival, France. France's entry into the war was the turning point, wasn't it?
It was the whole game. Eager for revenge after the humiliating defeat to Britain in the Seven Years' War, the French provided the American cause with what it desperately needed: money, weapons, professional military training, and most critically, a navy. The decisive victory of the war, the surrender of the British army at Yorktown in 1781, was only possible because the French fleet blockaded the coast and trapped the British army, while French and American soldiers besieged them on land. Without France, there's almost no conceivable path to an American victory. It wasn't just a colonial uprising. It was a crucial battle in an 18th century world war.
A perfect summary, Jenny. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.